الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Reasons behind enemies targeting Islam is the political rules of Islam. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps on August 17, 2023, in the Imam Khomeini's Hosseiniyye. The next point is about the internal growth and expansion of IRGC. That too is an extraordinary phenomenon. At the beginning of its formation, the IRGC was formed from the group of several hundred people. But in a period of less than 2 years, it turned into an extensive military organization with organized bodies and organized units. And this was something very important. It was able to organize military units into brigades. That is, it organized small, nameless groups into companies, battalions, and brigades. This took place in less than 2 years. The result of this, that after a short period of time, the IRGC was able to carry out several major, decisive operations with the support and the cooperation of the army. These operations included Operation Samin al-Aimme, Operation Tariq al-Quds, Operation Fath al-Mubin, and the Operation Bayt al-Muqaddas. So when, for example, a major operation such as Fath al-Mubin was carried out with the decisive, momentous involvement of the IRGC in April 1982, only 2 years and some months had passed since the establishment of the IRGC.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Therefore, this enormous growth and expansion came about with those commands and with those extraordinary actions. In my opinion, even with all the writings that existed in this field, the details of these events and the magnitudes of the work that was carried out has not yet been made clear. These things have not been properly explained. The IRGC was able to show the might and the strength of the revolution's military defense to the enemy by making sacrifices, political sacrifices, as well as mental, intellectual, and spiritual preparations. This was decisive. A man may use his being as an arrow to free his country from misery and sorrow. This was the situation that came about. This movement, this growth, and this strength is unique. It is a unique phenomenon. That is nothing like this. Also, this unique, exceptional phenomenon continued, and it did not stop. That is, they did not just begin something, make some progress, and stop. No, it has continued up until today, and after around for decades, we have a massive, fully equipped defense and military center and the largest counter-terrorism organization in the world.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.